Here's what I recorded in my journal Monday morning. Jesus, this morning, as with last Monday morning, I have extended my time with you to 3 hours. It is as if my soul needs a deeper anchor driven within to prepare me and hold me into the steps, the work, the serving you have planned for me for the coming week. It is also a reminder to soul down. Slow my soul down.
Standing, I can't take my eyes off of this. Like the Grand Canyon or the peak of Everest. Volcanic heart, water falling apart. I can't explain it, a sight to see. A breathtaking mystery. Oh, your life. It's gonna keep me away. A January river running right through my veins. Electric sky, that's how I feel tonight. Like an explorer, I stand in awe. Once in a lifetime phenomenon. Oh,
there you are, and welcome to Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host, and we just heard the group The National Parks singing Eighth Wonder off of their 2023 album Eighth Wonder Campfire Version. The National Parks, what a great name for a group. What a great love song, too, and I have said this for years about love songs. The best love songs are songs that God could either sing to us or that we could sing to God. And as I hear this song, Eighth Wonder, I think about those words being sung about God, that He is the eighth wonder. He's also the seventh, sixth, fifth, fourth, third, second, and first wonder, because He created every one of those wonders. Well, most of us have been enjoying some colder temperatures these past few days, perhaps some snow and ice, and all of us just crossed the tipping point of January. The first month of 2024 is already more than halfway through. Now, if you've been listening these past 2 weeks, you have heard us talk about the time of being still, an actual month of quiet observed by the Taos Pueblo in New Mexico from December 15th to January 15th. And then last week, our special guest, Steph Cherry, and I had a conversation about the importance of having a word of the year or a verse of the year or something similar to serve as a spiritual compass point for our lives moving into 2024. We're still launching slowly into the newness that surrounds us. From Christmas until January 15th, I kept the time of being still within me, even while fulfilling various responsibilities between the three positions I currently hold. And I have been resisting the pull of our busy world, as well as the pull of my inner world. In many of my earlier years, I was prone to stomp the gas pedal as soon as January 2nd rolled around, because I couldn't wait to launch new ideas and dreams that God had been building in my heart since before Thanksgiving. The desire for the new is so great, and I'm chomping at the bit to resume the journey. Sometimes I have to resist good things. For example, I heard a challenge to read the entire Bible during the month of January, and I was like, yes, I want to do that. So I read 42 chapters of Genesis in a single day. And it took me the second day before I realized that kind of practice for me was opposite of how God was already leading me to begin the first weeks of January. Perhaps that challenge will be a perfect fit for my walk with Jesus next year. And I am still reaping the benefits of reading those 42 chapters that day. I think it's a great challenge. But for this year, God had other plans. Here's my question for all of us. What are your deep spiritual practices? What spiritual actions do you take on a regular basis in your relationship with God? Most of us would probably say prayer, reading our Bible. We might also add going to church. Those are all good practices, but I want to encourage us to be a little bit more defined than that. How do you pray? Is it general prayer? Do you have a prayer notebook? Do you write your prayers in a journal? How do you read the Bible? A chapter a day? A few verses from a devotional? Are your spiritual practices functional, like checking it off a to-do list, or is it relational? Do you know that God's presence is with you as you pray? Do you ask the Holy Spirit to sharpen your attention as you read God's Word? Do you worship alongside Jesus when you enter a church building? Are you already following Him when you enter the church doors? Will you still be following Him when worship is over? Or do you leave it all in the building? Take a few moments and write out how you normally walk with God in any given week. Pause the episode for a moment if you need to, but please come back because there's more to come. I have had something happen in January that I did not expect. And before I share this, I need to make a disclaimer. What I am about to share amazes me, mainly because it has not always been this way. For most of my life as a minister serving through a local church, I would begin my time with God when I reached my office, and very seldom before. It probably lasted 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the morning schedule. And I was not a morning person either, usually because I had stayed up late the night before, leading youth events, writing sermons, watching TV. I was conscientious and disciplined, but in a totally different way than I have begun to be these past 20 years. Now, I wake up early. And I begin each day spending 2 hours with God before I do anything else. These past two Mondays, though, January 8th and January 15th, something different happened. Something unexpected and unplanned. I felt the need to spend 3 hours both Mondays rather than two. That extra hour felt critical, felt essential to the start of a new week. Will that happen again next week? I don't know. I don't know if that's where God was leading because it is a new year or if there is a heightened discernment within me of things to come. I am just as surprised by it. And again, let me be clear in saying this. I am not spiritually ripped in any way, okay? I am more Clark Kent than Superman, more Simon than Peter, too often more Robert than Jesus. My heart's desire is to be more like Jesus. But this past Monday, I still felt a spiritual fight going on around me and within me, even after those 3 hours of prayer. I remember as a young man hearing a quote from Martin Luther, the proverbial pastoral cow that kicked over the lamp of God's word, igniting the church door at Wittenberg that started the fire of the Protestant Reformation. My apologies for mixing metaphors between Chicago history and German history. It's just the way I think sometimes. But hopefully the comparison didn't go pasteurized. Doesn't matter how long I spend with God, I can't stop telling cow jokes. Okay, time to move on. I get it. All right, I'm stopping now. I have often remembered Martin Luther's quote this way. I have so much to do today that I shall spend the first 4 hours in prayer. Except that's not what Luther said. I just fact-checked it. He actually said, I have so much to do today that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. I remember years ago thinking, how did Luther do that? I had a hard time wrapping my head around praying 30 minutes, much less 3 hours, which might explain why I incorrectly memorized the quote. 3 hours might as well have been 4 hours. So I am as surprised as anybody about those 3 hours these past two Mondays. I often journal my prayers. I write them down. Here's what I recorded sometime Monday morning as I prayed. Jesus, this morning, as with last Monday morning, I have extended my time with you to 3 hours. It is as if my soul needs a deeper anchor driven within to prepare me and hold me into the steps, the work, the serving you have planned for me for the coming week. It is also a reminder to soul down. Slow my soul down. Soul down. Not as in, why are you downcast, O my soul? Psalm 43:5. But slow your soul down. As in, you are carrying way too much weight. You are accelerating at way too fast a speed. Soul down. You will need a deeper anchor to navigate all you are called to do in any given day, as well as all the activities the world continually pitches your way. Soul down. Two more questions. How do you stay deep in your relationship with the Lord God in the midst of the constant vortex of a world that keeps trying to pull you away? How do you keep your soul anchored? Maybe a third question is in order. Do you recognize your need to stay deep in your relationship with Jesus, your need to keep your soul anchored, or very simply, your need to have a relationship with God, the one who created you? We live in a world of distraction. We carry it around with us in a little rectangle Pandora's box. Someone is always calling us to come out to play for a few minutes, or veg, or buy this, or come here, or go there. Some of it is good. Some of it opens up opportunities to grow in faith, in Jesus, in serving others. There's so much opportunity coming at us at warp speed every single second. We need to be able to hear the voice of God equally as rapidly, ever so crystal clear, to give us discernment, to combat the constant onslaught and dulling of our minds, our hearts, and our souls. You know, our days can be micromanaged by all the ways our culture seeks to direct us and distract us. Or our days can be omni-managed by God as we follow His Son Jesus. Micromanaged or omni-managed, but they can't be both. On the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other." As my good friend Banneker Hatcherson says, if you chase two rabbits, both will get away. If you need to grow closer to God this year, and we all do, because you never can be too close, it all begins with souling down, anchoring deep, spending so much time with God, with Jesus, listening for His voice, reading His Word, hearing His truth, that we know His voice from our own selfishness and from the siren call of the world. As Jesus said, "My sheep know My voice." We get to know someone's voice by spending time with them. This will not happen overnight. And I don't recommend going from a 15 to 30 minute quiet time to 2 hours in a matter of weeks. Ask Jesus to set your pace, because it needs to be His pace. Our time alone with Him needs to be led by Him. When I sit down at my table, I start by being still. Sometimes my soul needs settling before I do anything. I ask, "Where are You leading me to begin this morning, God?" And then I wait on His instructions. In 2024, we will either soul down or blur out. I encourage you as I encourage myself, look up, soul down. Until next week, stay warm and invite someone else to join us at the table.